Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At the beginning of the service, I read a section from Abraham Lincoln's statement, encouraging and exhorting the American people to declare a national day of Thanksgiving. And I didn't do as much historical digging as I could have to see whether this was the case or not, but I have to wonder, did Abraham Lincoln get any pushback for trying to declare a national day of Thanksgiving? I wonder if anyone argued with him, and if they did, what sort of argument they might have put forward. But if I had to guess, I'd say that probably no one did argue with him, because, I mean, who can argue with the idea of giving thanks? That was the one thing, probably, that even the Confederates and the Union could agree on, that it was good to give thanks. It is so obviously good, it's so healthy to give thanks, that barely any of us, even the grumpiest of us, even on our grumpiest days, could really dare to complain out loud about Thanksgiving. On the other hand, though, we probably, all of us, have felt less thankful and at some Thanksgiving or some times of Thanksgiving, a little grumpier than we should have, but we typically keep it to ourselves, at least on Thanksgiving. The reason for that is because we all know that giving thanks is good. Just putting it into practice continually is the harder part. Still, today, it's not too much of a hardship to set aside one day of the year as a time to give thanks especially. Of course, all the good food and family don't hurt either, do they? Especially following a good year, a good harvest like this year, and starting to anticipate Christmas season and seeing family again, most of us are happy to genuinely embrace a day of giving thanks. And we all know, right, that the goal is to be more, is to be thankful more than just on one day a year. However, that requires a little more energy and more than just a little bit of help to accomplish having a thankful attitude year-round. It requires more than just taking one day off, but learning to be thankful even at work, even when we're not around our family, or at times even when we're around our family and we'd like some alone time. Adopting a thankful attitude comes down to transforming our hearts and minds from selfish and greedy and taking to thankful and giving. In fact, the word thanksgiving has the word giving in it. Thanks and giving, they go together. When you give thanks, it's natural to be giving to others as well. And honestly, don't we enjoy our lives more when we're giving thanks than when we're grumping around or when we're focused on taking what we want? Usually when we're trying to take and not being thankful, we are not enjoying what we already have. We're unsatisfied with it and grasping for more. And the problem is, as soon as we get more, well, we just want more. More is never enough because there's always more to be had. Turns out being thankful can be pretty hard work. In fact, it's far too tough for any human being to accomplish on their own. And this is where Christians, we have a wonderful advantage, where God's Word and our Savior, Jesus Christ, come into the picture. You see, to give thanks, you have to have something to be thankful for. If you're giving thanks, you have to have received something. And boy, as Christians, do we have a lot of reasons to give thanks, for we have been given a lot. In our epistle lesson, James tells us, every good and every perfect gift is from above, and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. Did you notice that? He didn't just say some or a few or the good, the big ones. James says every good and every perfect gift is coming down from above, from our Heavenly Father. If it's good, If it's something that you can honestly enjoy, then you know where it comes from God. And he gives it to us as a gift. He wants us to enjoy it. Everything that we have in this life, food, family, toys, etc., it's really a gift from God. Just try, maybe it'd be helpful if we tried imagining the next good thing that we enjoyed. Imagine it was wrapped, hand-wrapped in beautiful Christmas paper and had a big bow tied on and had a sticker from God to fill in your name. Because that's what James is telling us, that God is giving us everything, and it's a gift that he doesn't give grudgingly, but that he wants us to have and to enjoy. If it's from God, or if it's good, then it's from God, and it's a gift from him to you. Now, quite often, we know that we don't get these gifts directly from God. They don't all come literally wrapped with a sticker from God to me. God uses individuals around us, our families and neighbors, and oftentimes people we don't know. But the truth is, God has made everyone in this world, and he's created all the raw material that has ever been used or put together in different ways. And as Luther reminds us, he doesn't just give us all the raw material, he continues to hold this world together, taking an active part in keeping our world from falling completely apart. James is trying to get our attention focused on the right person on this Thanksgiving. At the beginning of the reading, James talks about temptation, which may seem like it's unrelated to you. But when James talks about temptation, he says, where does temptation come from? Where does it originate? Is it from an outside source? Is our temptation from God? No. Rather, James says, God tempts no one, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Temptations come from inside of us. And what do they lead to? They don't lead to anything good. They lead to death. And then, after James tells us that, that's when he says, don't be deceived. Every good, every perfect gift is from God. Big, small, in between. So, again, we have kind of a jarring contrast between temptation, James is talking about, and then all of a sudden he's talking about gifts from God. What do these things have in common? How do they tie together? Well, they're polar opposites. Giving thanks is the opposite of taking, which is the attitude that James talks about when he talks about sin. You see, God wants us to receive. He wants to give us good gifts, but we are often unwilling to wait for God, right? We're unwilling to receive the gifts that he gives us on his terms, and we prefer to take them how we want them. There is a sinful, selfish side of every human being that's always trying to take, take, take. That's why it's appropriate, as we remember to that we are celebrating Thanksgiving today, not Takesgiving. Takesgiving is the attitude of what we want to do, but it's missing some key components that Thanksgiving has, and I'm not just talking about the letter H and the letter N. Takesgiving would make sense if we didn't have a God who wanted to take care of us. If we didn't believe or trust that anyone was looking out for our good or taking care of us, well then, it would make perfect sense that we'd say, I better take it, because otherwise I won't get it. But that's not the God that we have. We have a God who wants to give us every good and every perfect thing, and he wants to give it to us as a gift. So it doesn't make sense to be having an attitude of takesgiving, because God's going to give it to us in his time, and he promises it will be good for us. A takesgiving attitude fails to recognize both God and the boundaries that he has put into place for us, and it also fails to care for our fellow human beings. Because when we're taking, we're not giving. We're not helping. We're worried only about ourselves. Now, all of us, it's perfectly natural and normal for us to have this sort of attitude of taking, of putting me first. Unfortunately, although it's perfectly natural, it's also, James tells us, perfectly deadly. James reminds us that this sort of attitude doesn't lead to anything good, but eventually it even leads to death. When we take and take and take, we keep on feeding that sinful, evil side of our nature, giving the sinful man or the sinful woman more and more strength, and we keep feeding him, and eventually they start to take over our lives more and more completely. Ironically, when we try to make sure that we take what we need and get what we desire and want, it means we end up not getting life, but rather getting death. You see, all of us could take and take and take as much as we wanted, but none of us could ever get the most important thing in this world on our own. We can't take eternal life or life in Christ just because we want it. In fact, there's nothing we can do to gain it. It's beyond our grasp. But thanks be to God, we don't have to take it because Jesus has given it to us as a gift. It's grace and God's mercy that he's shown and proven to us on the cross, something that we could not earn, but thanks be to God, he gives it to us as a gift anyway. And that's really where Thanksgiving starts for Christians. The best gift, of course, is the gift of what Christ has already given to us, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Even if we are having a horrible, rotten, no good Thanksgiving, we could still give thanks to God for that gift. After all, there's really nothing more important, nothing more valuable that we could ask for than the gift of life in Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus says he came to do, was to give us that gift of life. He says, "I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." That's where Thanksgiving starts for Christians, but thankfully, that's not where it ends. After all, James says once again, do not be deceived. Don't be misled, brothers and sisters. Every good and every perfect gift is from the Father above. You know, we don't just get some big things from God. Anything that's good at all, it comes from God. In fact, we know that as Christians, as long as we're keeping our eyes open, we're never going to run out of things to give God thanks for. Instead of trying to take, we can instead learn to receive from God. Remember, it's Thanksgiving, not Takesgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.